Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Thanks to Angelo, Sir Giles Davenport and I had managed to escape from Charco's bullets at the plush Sao Paulo night spot, the Golden Eagle. Back at the Davenport flat, we had much to sort out. Why had Fay Carilli and Hetty Fitzhenry stayed away from the Golden Eagle that night? And where were they? And the Charco we hadn't seen as yet. He claimed that he knew where and when to locate the Cossack, and so lay hands on the last of the information on the death ray. But suddenly, another crisis arose. The Divine Fay had half a dozen of my favorite pipes. They were returned in a parcel. I opened it in the presence of a cautious Sir Giles, never a pipe fan. But there was the pipe with the musical box attached. It won him over. But as he wound the spring to set it playing once again, the whole thing exploded in his face. Hours afterwards, Angelo was still inconsolable.
Senor Carson, of all that could happen, this is the worst.
No, 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 Angelo. Things are not so bad.
Oh, but His Excellency, he lies there, his whole head in mass of bandages.
Yes. Yes, he's cut about quite a deal.
And his eyes. Oh, perhaps never again is he able to see.
We mustn't go thinking the worst. The doctor won't know for a while yet.
But mark this well, Senor. If His Excellency is afflicted for all time, then the senorita will also lose her sight.
You mean Mademoiselle Carelli, of course.
I do.
And such lovely eyes.
She is the most treacherous of all treacherous women.
Wonder.
Senor.
Yeah, but somehow this is not like fair.
Oh, so you are determined to play the gallant role, Senor.
Now look, old chap, I know you're upset. The same goes for myself. Howsoever, I'm not so sure that Fay is responsible.
But these pipes of yours, they were in her possession.
So? But don't forget how they came to be so.
If she steals them from you.
No, no. Chappie called Rogliana did stealing. You know, fella from the White Tulip Cabaret in Rio.
He is an accomplice of the senorita.
Possibly, but an ardent admirer anyway. Can't help feeling that he doctored the pipe to play short and sharp tunes. Really, old chap, he was jealous somewhat. This is just the sort of thing such a man might do.
The equivalent, you believe, to the throwing of acid in the face.
So, we do know that Fay Carilli is working against us. Though I'm far from convinced that she's as brutal as this.
You must forgive me, Senor, but the picture of His Wounded Excellency insists upon arising in my mind, and I'm full of hate. And in my anger, I fail to address you with due respect.
Ah, don't worry, old chap. I understand.
No, but what are we to do?
Well, can't very well move from here. Though, something I'm most anxious to know.
And that, Senor?
Whereabouts of both Hetty Fitzhenry and Fay Carilli. Hetty, for instance, has booked out of her hotel. As far as Fay concerned, we never knew where she was staying.
I will speak with my relatives.
I was going to suggest that.
And it will keep me from dwelling too greatly upon the misfortune of His Excellency.
Exactly.
I'll go at once, Senor.
Good job. Oh, Angelo, and anything you might pick up on friend Charco will be doubly welcome.
Ah, Senor, as for that one, he remains the most sinister and the most elusive of them all.
Yes, sinister and elusive, as Angelo said. The mere name seemed to taunt me. I could almost hear his mocking laughter as he smugly plucked what information he wanted and boasted that he knew where and when to locate the Cossack and so complete his dossier on the death ray. We had come to Sao Paulo with high hopes, but now Sir Giles lay in a dangerous darkness, and it seemed we were without a worthwhile lead to follow.
No, no, Carson, we mustn't get too despondent.
Well, I must say, Sir Giles, you're incredibly cheerful.
I've battled through worse than this.
Much pain, sir?
No, that's practically gone. In the morning, we'll have an expert opinion on my chances. In the meantime, We'll try to sort things out.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be resting, sir.
Well, man alive, how can I rest when this Charco blighter's almost got his hands on the whole caboodle, as the saying is?
Howsoever, the doctor said
oh,
that you...
Oh, blow the doctors. Now, Carson, where are we?
Well, we're stuck in Sao Paulo, with no lead to follow.
Right, then. The obvious thing to do is to follow the trail back a little. Now, how was it that we came to get the names of the late Martin Schroeder and this Cossack chappy?
From Jacob Bruin's notebook. The late Jacob Bruin. Scientist number 3, as far as contact went.
Well, then, that notebook may yet yield something.
Nothing from London as yet.
True enough. But it may take time, no matter how urgently they work, to sort out that jumble. Let us say that is one possibility of getting something on the Cossack.
Slender, sir.
Yes, yes, indeed. But slenderness has played a jolly important part in this whole business.
How so?
I was thinking of your lady loves.
Oh.
No word as yet of the whereabouts of either our dancer or painter.
Angela's been out on the job for a couple of hours.
And meanwhile, what of the Rio contingent?
Contingent?
Well, there's Miss Helena Jensen.
Scarcely a contingent, one person.
Oh, there's Miss Bruin, too.
Ah, but Sally comes under a different heading.
So I've noticed.
Well, she merely happens to be a momentary responsibility.
Well, well, Carson, we won't bait you too much. Well,
why worry about her? She's in the good care of your friend, Commander Grant.
True, true, old fella. And Julius is bound to be keeping a fatherly eye on her. However...
We were following the trail back.
Oh, yes. Now, Carson, Charco seems to have efficiently disposed of his fellow scientists. Sorovsky, Bruin, Schroeder. But what of Dr. Diaz?
Charco left him raving.
Yes, 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 indeed. But I'm wondering if he might have a moment or two of lucidity.
It's doubtful, sir.
But as a desperate measure, he could be contacted again.
Well, sir.
And believe me, Carson... The time is fast approaching when we must take desperate measures. In fact, I think we should dispose with the kid gloves almost immediately.
In what way, sir?
Well, we've a sizable gallery of suspects. Miss Fitzhenry, Mademoiselle Corelli, Miss Jensen, and your former classmate, Roger Deauville. I rather feel that we should take steps to force them to reveal what they know.
This, force, sir?
I leave that entirely to Angelo.
Yeah.
He's been rather effective in the past, but I never ask too many questions. Desperate situations call for desperate measures, Carson.
So, sir.
And there are so many innocent folk involved in this frightening business that we can't be too scrupulous.
I suppose not.
Especially when our opponents are so obviously ruthless. Now, Carson. Considering my present predicament, old fellow, I think you'd better...
Yes, right, sir. I'll fix it. Hello?
Senor Carson?
Oh, Angela.
Indeed. I have news.
Oh, good, good.
Both have returned to Rio Janeiro.
Both Hetty and Faye?
Ah, si, senor.
What's this I hear, Carson?
Hetty and Faye, sir. Both returned to Rio.
They have, by Jove.
And senor.
Here, old chap.
This Charco has vanished again also.
Expected as much. But anything more?
Only that the senoritas appear to be in a great haste.
Perhaps to get clear of Charco and his current plans.
Or would it be, senor... that in Rio there is something of greater interest for them.
Possibly. But thanks, old chap. I'll talk it over with Sir Giles.
And I will make further investigations with my relatives.
Good work.
Well, Carson, that decides it. Back to Rio.
Oh, now, steady on, sir. You're in no condition to...
I'll stay on till things clear up.
Oh, Sir Giles, I couldn't leave you at a time like this.
But, Carson, what is at stake is infinitely more important than an old codger's eyes. You must get back to Rio.
Well, make immediate arrangements, I suppose. But I don't leave till I hear the doctor's decision on your eyes. But I had to admit Sir Giles was right. No matter how desperate his personal plight might be, it could not stand in the way of our struggle for the grim prize, the secret of the death ray. Why had Hetty and Fay moved out so suddenly? As I was pondering, a long-distance call came through from Rio itself.
I wonder who this could be, Carson.
I'll find out in a moment, sir. The exchange told me to stand by. Might be the company.
Company?
Out for thy workful.
Oh, yes, yes. so dash long since you've shown up there that I forgot all about it.
It's supposed to be the reason for my stay in South America,
sir. Oh, of course, of course.
Senor Carson?
Oh, sir, waiting.
The caller from Rio coming on now.
Oh, good. Hello?
Is that you, Bruce?
Helena.
How did you know?
Why, the voice. As if I could ever forget it.
Miss Benson, eh?
Yes, sir. But why this pleasant surprise?
I rather feel that I'm overstepping the limits again.
Oh, but that's the whole point, my dear. You haven't. And I've been waiting.
Really, Bruce, must you be so cheap?
Oh, sorry, my dear.
You infuriate me when you carry on like that.
Oh, slip of the tongue. But to get back to it, why the call?
Well...
Don't be bashful.
I shouldn't be telling you this.
Come on, my dear.
You'd better hurry back to Rio.
I'd better hurry back to Rio, eh?
Yes, Bruce. Waste no time.
And why?
Because... Well, that young lady you've taken under your wing...
So? Sally Bruin?
Well, amongst other things, she needs looking after.
Looking after?
Please don't press me, Bruce.
But what's the trouble, Elena?
Well, you might say that it's a former schoolmate of yours.
Deauville? Pestfinger, you mean?
Yes. But that's all. Hurry back, Bruce. Hurry back.
Helena?
No use, Carson. She hung up. Heard it herself.
And you gathered the rest, I suppose.
Indeed. You can't afford to delay your return to Rio one moment.
I'm afraid not, sir.
I may not be able to see in the ordinary sense, but, Carson, I see something more than Miss Jensen's concern for Sally Bruin in this.
If Deauville's up to his old tricks, then that's cause enough to return. Though, as you say, sir, there could be much, much more. And so the scene shifted back to Rio. Sir Giles didn't know whether he would retain his sight, but meanwhile further darkness was to fall over our efforts in Operation Death Ray.
Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by E. Mason Wood for Artransa.